We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Reish Bet. Over here. And we're learning about the laws of Rechilut. We're up to the letter Yud, page Reish Bet. So the Chafetz Chaim is describing another type of rechilut. Mechen asur lesaper rechilut derech hamaut. We're up to the letter Yud. It's prohibited to say rechilut, to peddle stories about people in a sly way. Vehu. And an example of that is as follows. Sheyudea she'al yedei echad nisbav mikevah ra'ah ognut l'chavero. A person knows, let's say, you know that Jack caused his friend some harm or caused him shame. V'ya b'neim eriva avur ze. So Jack caused Avram shame or a loss or harm, and then Jack and his neighbor Avram had a fight over this. V'rotze ata lorer ta machlokt hayishana she'hayta b'neim avur ze. And so everyone knows there used to be a fight between the two of them. So he decides he's going to stir the coals. He's going to arouse the fight again. Utsono shelo yakira nidon baze. And he doesn't want Jack to recognize that's what he's doing. Now you guys will be surprised how often this happens. Meaning everyone knows there was a family simcha where the aunt embarrassed the grandmother. Or everyone knows there was a family simcha that you didn't get invited to. Or there are things that in the past people were very upset about, and then people calm down and they make up. And then you're not going to say directly, hey, you remember how upset you used to be at her? But what you're going to do is you're just going to mention it. He doesn't want people to recognize that he's arousing the fight again. So he just mentioned something. Remember that wedding? Oh, right, you guys weren't there. You remember 5 years ago when we had this barbecue? And he brings it up in a way that the people will get riled up against the other person again. It's as though he's just mentioning it innocently. And he can say it as though he doesn't know who did him this harm. And what's really being done is you're causing him to remember how the ills that someone else did to them. So this is all prohibited. This type of rechilut, where people can cause someone to remember old ills, old harms that someone did to them. So that's another prohibition of rechilut. And we'll already do the final paragraph. Paragraph Yud Aleph, V'da'od, and I want you to know further than Chiluk B'Yisur Chilut Ben Imum Sepelo Beferush Ma She'echad Asalo. There's no distinction when it comes to Rechilut, whether you're going to spell out what someone did to a person, or Diber Alav Uven Alidei Mechtav. It doesn't matter if you spell out, hey, you know, he cheated you, or you know, he said such and such about you, or if he writes him a letter to that effect. And here's another thing. We very often tell people, it's not personal. All I said was that your merchandise is of inferior quality. It's not personal. So Chafetz Chaim says, it doesn't work that way. If you're going to put down the person's merchandise, so that's also Lashon Hara, Kivan Shal Yedei Zeh Machnisina Belibo Alav. Either way, it arouses hatred. So that's a very important concept, that even though we sometimes tell ourselves that wasn't personal, I just said that he doesn't give good quality. I like him, he's a great guy, he's my neighbor, people do take it personally. So the Chafetz Chaim went so far as to say about merchandise, how much more so about a book that someone wrote, a blog that someone wrote, the service that a person gives. So the Chafetz Chaim says all of this goes under the heading of Lashon Hara. With that, we concluded the first chapter of Rechilut.
Does he talk about